Oh, I told you I don't want no damn watch out.
Hey, what's up, nigga?
What's up, Pops?
Oh, how you doing?
How you doing, man?
How's it going?
Oh, man.
Look at you, nigga. It's gonna be on.
Look at you, man. Look, you got big,
oh,
man.
You know what I'm saying?
Last time I seen you was about this tall.
What?
They wouldn't even let you on the rides at the amusement park.
Huh?
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A lick her license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license.
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted. It's a fucking drug.
Liquor license.
You're disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids!
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it, a burner phone?
Mm-hmm. I call it a trap phone.
All right.
For personal.
We just buy, like, gift cards?
Prepaid, yeah.
Not gift cards, but phone cards?
Prepaid.
Why? Okay, so yesterday wasn't Columbus Day?
Cheers, brother. It was supposed to be Columbus Day?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what we grew up with.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah.
It's like Indigenous People Day or some shit now?
Mm.
I swear to you, you didn't know that?
Not a clue, B. Never even heard of him.
Well.
So, didn't banks used to close for Columbus Day?
Like, all federal...
Right. So, were they closed yesterday?
I didn't go to the bank.
So, technically...
And
Columbus Day didn't exist.
I don't check my mail. So
technically, it didn't exist yesterday.
I guess it's done?
Rest in peace to Columbus Day. That's a good way to open up. Rest in peace to Columbus Day.
It's done.
Henny and OJ is for you. We call this the juice, by the way.
Yeah, so no more Columbus Day. It's Indigenous People Day.
So
how many more of these are we going to have?
Oh, forever.
Like,
as long as Trump depressed. You understand something. With Trump the president.
I don't even think it's not his fault. He probably would want it to be Columbus Day.
The thing about it is, with Trump being the president, now everything just seems bad.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember I grew up in Louisiana. I lived in New Orleans for 4 years. I've been seeing them Robert E. Lee statues and shit. That shit never, and I'm pro-black like a motherfucker. Never one time that I walk in the French Quarter, see them statues and be like, ah, I hate these fucking statues. Like, never once. I've been living next door to Mississippi with that Confederate
like,
ass
whatever.
Flag. Our rivals in high school were the rebels. You know what their flag was?
The Confederate flag. Yeah.
Our all-white school. You know how many times? We used to get in, like, scuffles and shit, but, like, none of
that. Yeah, but would they call you the N-word and stuff
well,
like
one,
that?
In 8th grade, we got in a fight because the dude, they lost. And he was like, fucking nigger. And da-da-da. And I fucking scored like 40 points and I was just laughing my ass off. Because I was like, that's the best you got. And in high school, we played the same dude.
I don't know how people are so fucking racist anymore. I just don't get it. It's like,
it's
look
like
at
your white, pale skin.
You know, you're not lying. But like, it just, you know, my grandfather was raised in a different time. He was a little bit of a racist. Then my father got better with time.
Yeah.
And now I'm like...
That don't really happen, though.
It just... It,
That's
I
not
had,
the pattern.
Like I said, I had to get out of Buffalo because of how racist it was. I didn't like it, you know? I like what I
when
have
When you go
here
back home now, you find it to be more or less?
Less.
Less?
Yeah.
But maybe just because you're not as much there, though.
Yeah, that's true. It just it seems more integrated than it was, you know? But like... I mean, there's weird parts of Buffalo that are townships...
Mm-hmm.
All right, that basically seceded from the North when the Civil War was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they're a block. So it's like, oh, you know, the town line or whatever the hell the name of it is. And Ebenezer is one of them. And they, I'm not joking. And it's, like, seriously, like, three houses worth of people that seceded from the North during the Civil War.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to them. Rest in peace to them, too.
Fuck them. I don't care.
Rest in peace.
Anyways, man, it's been a fucking week, dude.
You got family and shit in town.
Oh, boy. How about for you, man? You know, we always just go with Brandon's shit.
Yeah, I'm
chill. How about you?
I'm chill. I don't like talking about
shit. When did you get your haircut? It looks nice.
Last week. Last Saturday.
All right.
Pretty chill, man. Everything's been pretty chill. Work is cool.
You find a new spot? A new house?
I got a few on radar. Got a few good ones on radar, actually.
And like, all right, so when you go in to look at a house,
yeah,
you want a pool.
Definitely. I told the woman, the realtor woman, is she knows.
She know. Okay, so like, what are your demands when it comes to a house?
A pool and a certain amount of bedrooms and shit like that.
What? Okay, you're talking like three?
Four.
All right, four bedrooms, two bathrooms, some kind of shit like that, or?
Usually more than that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never looked for a house, so I don't know.
You're coming into.
Yeah.
You're just fighting the feeling for too long.
I don't have money to fucking pick
up for a goddamn house. You don't know that. All right. First time homeowner programs are a blessing. And you will find that out too.
Okay.
Cause
was this one that you got? Was that a first time?
Somebody I work with, he got one for less. I'm not bullshitting. Less than $8,000 down on a mortgage of like a $100,000 crib.
How much you pay for that a month then? When you
don't matter. I don't disclose all that. But
I'm not saying you. I'm saying him. Like, take a guess.
Oh, this shit cheap. This shit under $1,000 a month.
Motherfucker, and he owns a house?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I told you, but you gotta be willing to. You gotta go deeper into the valley.
Yeah, you gotta go to like where Scotty lives.
Man, where Scotty live?
Winnetka.
Winnetka, Canoga, Reseda.
It's a fucking. Chatsworth, it's the armpit of the valley, dude.
Porter Ranch. Yeah, you gotta. But what are we hanging on to this part for?
No, you're right.
Shit.
It's just that we're close to.
We always say that. Who gives a fuck?
I hear you. Like, but I've been to his house when it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's motherfucker hot. It's hot.
But you've been to his house when it's hot.
I've been to his house and his pool.
And his pool. Yeah. You know? So.
No, yeah, he lives right
Shout
off.
Shout out to Scott. Scott's cool.
He lives right off Winnetka and Roscoe.
That's where I've been. I've been out there with.
Yeah. And like one of their friends got a house right down the street. It's like.
And B'll be out there. And I'll be, it's just.
Yeah, it's cool. Shitty thing is like there's no freeway that's like right there. We're so used to that.
What's shitty about that? Watch this. I'm gonna keep going on him because you know what? He's not even driving right now. Like Ebenezer.
Well, okay. Well, like if I take the fucking bus, he's got to come fucking pick me up.
But they got they routes have opened up out there too, though.
I know.
Yeah.
You know the orange line is going all the way up. Yeah.
He know. That's what I'm telling. He know. Play ball. All
right. Well, cheers to Columbus Day. Cheers. Rest in peace.
Cheers to Scotty. Rest in peace
to Tom Petty too. I want to say.
Didn't we do the show the day he died? No.
No. No, maybe we did, but...
No, I think we did the day before he died.
And, I don't know. What are your thoughts on Tom Petty? Like, if you have a thought. I mean...
My thought was, I liked his... What's the group with him and Roy Orbison and...
The Traveling Wilburys.
Traveling Wilburys, okay.
Yeah, that's it. No, they had some... But him in general, I always... Mostly white people.
Uh-huh.
I say, okay, what's Americana? Is it Bruce Springsteen, John Mellencamp, or Tom Petty?
And they say,
and everybody normally goes Tom Petty because he just has more hits. Bruce Springsteen is the East Coast,
right.
Northeast. They're always gonna be Bruce.
I couldn't understand.
Mellencamp is like sort of Midwest, but Tom Petty has a universal.
I always thought Tom Petty was the one white heartthrob that I never really got. That they made him to like this little short white dude with blonde.
Oh, he's an ugly dude.
The music was great, but
yo,
right, he was like a sex symbol and shit.
I don't know about that.
No, I mean he had his run back in the, you know, like he was a teen idol type of thing.
He was. I mean, I just think he was a great musician,
right?
And he was good on the Defiant Ones,
right?
You know, because
damn, rest in peace. He was.
Uh-huh.
Damn, he did some good interviews on the Defiant Ones. You're right.
He did. And like it was just,
and he was on tour. Like he wasn't even dying; he just died. I mean, like, what the fuck?
You never know. Like shit comes out later on. Right. But like, he seemed to be okay. I mean, when he was on that fucking show, he seemed fine. But like, that's one guy. You know, Jackie really liked him. That was like her favorite guy.
Okay.
And so I obviously.
Liked I think I got the Traveling Wilburys from you.
You might have.
I think I did. Like back in the.
They got
back
some
in the
hits.
Days when I was really loading them out. I used to sit in your room and just fucking thousands. If y'all could
when I had my
that was some of the most fascinating days. We just smoked weed and just I would just load my iTunes up with.
I had my
CDs
external hard drive.
Man, it was amazing. It was.
And I had like 12,000 songs on there, and you just would amazing. Pull them.
I
off.
Still got BJ's Booty Pleases. I still got a lot of classics. Shit, you don't even have probably. You probably can't tell
I
still me where.
Got, I got BJ's Booty Pleases.
Okay, I was gonna say because a lot of shit.
I got all my mixtapes.
What's another?
Okay,
good
so name? Wait, hang on. Can we explain what BJ's?
Oh yeah.
Whatever it is to the audience.
I'm gonna let you explain. Go ahead.
All right. So when like Napster, LimeWire, Kazaa.
How old are we? God
all,
damn.
All these things.
We like seven.
My parents were like one of the first people to get cable internet. So it was
remember,
like,
I used to tell you my aunt was the same way. Yep.
It was quick as shit. And we got a brand new computer my first year in college. So we were one of the people who could like burn. This is before other people had fucking good computers. And so I paid for a Gateway computer when they had Gateway stores, just like Apple stores now. And you could burn CDs. And so I would, everybody would be like, oh, give me this. And, you know, I'll give
you remember that? The request for Napster shit used to be
I'll give you $5 to make it.
Oh, man.
And so I was like super into it. Yeah. So I'd be making all these CDs for people. CDs nuts.
I just want a quick side note. So my lady was like, oh, I feel like Chinese food. Google Chinese food. It's okay. Oh, they got this one. Chidong. So I go to the Yelp. Oh, CD fucking nuts. CD nuts Chinese
food. Did you get it?
No.
What Chinese food did you get?
All I thought about was bubbles, y'all. All I thought was bubbles and soap. Bubbles and I was like, you know what? Nah, be sick. This shit tastes like... He said it wasn't bad, but it's bubbly.
And I remember I used to make those, seriously, for everybody. And then I got this whole kit from, like, Circuit City where you put the stickers.
Oh, some people used to do some pretty print Jay-Z on the bootlegs and shit. No, I used to be like damn.
No, I was like the I was the bootleg man for myself.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I just started, because my name is Brandon Joseph.
That's true.
And so BJ. I used to, BJ was.
But he was spelling B-E-E-J-A-Y.
Yeah.
And apostrophe S.
I'd make like mixtapes, and then I had all my shit laminated with all the songs on each fucking CD.
Yeah.
When I was bored at work at the recreation department fucking 14 years ago.
Side note again, because I'm in a talkative mood today. Wasn't life a lot more interesting back then, though? When you think about it, like, look at the shit you had time to do. Like, we wasn't on our phones. We wasn't fucking... on fucking internets. We was doing shit that actually made us, like, we reminiscing about some real life shit. Like, I brought up BJ's Booty Please. You telling the story, and then you telling like how it went about, and it made me think of like the dudes I used to buy the bootlegs from and sitting there waiting on them to burn shit. And like, this shit was a lot better when none of this
it was fucking, but the thing is shit we're so existed. Programmed.
You think now, Napster killed Columbus Day?
They should have. No, we're programmed to like, man, just have I mean, look at, as we're talking right now, mm-hmm. we both have our phones out. I got fucking three pages up on the internet. And it just, that's how we are now.
Right.
Look at, I mean, we'll get to it, but look at my dad with the iPad and the iPhone, and he's doing it at his age.
Right.
And so we're
programmed. So he's adapted to it too, because he wasn't like that at one time. Couldn't have been.
Absolutely not. Right. So we're programmed to be ADD. We are.
Damn.
Because there's not a minute that goes by. Like, I look, like today I'm going through my bank account. And I'm looking and I'm like, I spent $30 at 7-Eleven in three times. Why did I go there? So it's like I need to do something. I need to. But see, me, I don't need to put on a TV show and then change it and look at my phone and play a game. I need to get out.
Yeah, yeah. Outside. Just walking up here because, you know, we had to park far away because the street. I was like, damn. And I swear I heard you. And I was like, I really do like being outside. You miss being outside. You know what else I miss? I miss smoking weed a lot. Like,
maybe I do too, because I got to get off the booze.
That's what I was saying to my. I was like, you know what? I was a very functional, successful marijuana addict. Like,
it, but see, you got like now that it's like
the high quote
unquote
shit.
Legal.
Right.
It's really like every guy I talk to, I'm like, I just want something that doesn't fuck me up.
But I think you need to find your strain. No, they do though. They do. You just got to find your strain.
Yeah.
I took my strain for a while. It was Blue Dream. That's it. Gets me right where
I just want. I want to have like a hit. Right, and feel good and like, okay, about like, go about my day.
Some blunt. I mean, like, yeah,
you know, weed guy who works at a shop who does his own stuff. He's like, man, this one's gonna fuck. I don't want it.
I need like the two hits, and you don't even know I smoke today. Like, literally, I can go to work, I can do whatever, and just be like, okay, cool.
I got you.
But yeah, no, I was thinking about that being outside and smoking weed. There's the two things.
Can, the next to podcast get back we into. Can do a walking around outside one.
I didn't know that was possible.
It is.
Okay.
We can do it.
I'll hold you to that.
It's kind of a pain in the ass, but we can do it. Luke and I used to do it. We did it probably 10, 15 times. He would put all this gear in like a rig. Mm-hmm. I'd have a wireless.
I don't know.
And then he would use that one. And we would just
walk around.
Walk the neighborhood.
Don't sound bad.
No, those were actually pretty fun. Man. One time,
I knew it was coming. I swear to God, I knew.
We went back, for some reason, we felt like going back to the old hood, Lake Balboa.
Yeah.
We park, and so we're just walking the streets. I used to walk, and we used to drink beer and go to that 7-Eleven and Louis.
We used to have some good walks in that neighborhood, too.
Of course.
Yeah.
And him and I are arguing about like a rapper. Mm-hmm. And this guy behind us like, nah, I don't think so. And we turn around and there's like...
It was you guys.
He was walking to the bus stop. I'm like, Mr. Excitement?
Mr. Entertainment? No, Excitement. You're right. Mr. Excitement, that's you.
Anyway. All right, where the fuck do we go? All right, I had 10 fucking different points there. All right, so yeah, making CDs was... That was like a talent of mine.
That was a talent. And I couldn't do it. I would pay this one dude... his name was Jigga in college. He was the fucking man. He would have your shit... less than an hour. I don't give a fuck what you want. Mixtape, DJ Screw shit, underground this. Shout out to Jigga. Jigga was like, I'm going to have a Ferrari, all Jay-Z? This other shit. No, he called himself Jigga. He was from somewhere. But he was a little hustling motherfucker. He used to make so much fucking money, though.
I mean, I didn't really make a ton of money off
he
of it.
He made a ton of fucking
like,
money.
Like, my cousins would be like, can you give me the new Britney Spears album? Yeah. And I would, you know, get it, and I'd put the stupid label on it.
Yeah, and yeah. Tyler, this dude named Tyler, he's another kingpin.
So that's why Career knows the BJ's Booty Pleasers, because that was probably number 17 of my collection.
So I still got those playlists on my iTunes?
I think I got 23 mixtapes that I made. And all
like, what was another name? BJ's Booty Pleasers, but it was another.
Hang on, you know what? Now I gotta get it. BJ's. Hang on, now I gotta get it.
BJ's. Shit, it should come to me. BJ's something hits. BJ's back that ass up to the corner store and gets a few blunts, cigarettes, gin and juice. Damn, I didn't know they canceled Columbus Day. That's crazy. I wonder if they canceled it because he legally. Came here and there was already people here, or what the fuck? But, I still got my big cases too.
I'm not getting rid of this.
Oh, hell no. I still, in that fucking BMW, they got a CD player. I still pull it out. You're getting dust on your shirt
now. I know. Yeah. I got my work shirt. All right. I'll go through these with you.
Oh, shit.
We got Hip Hop BJ, Rap Anthems.
Hip Hop BJ.
Rap BJ's anthem. Rap with ya.
Rap with ya.
Cuban BJ's Rapzilla.
Oh, shit.
BJ's Nasty Wax.
Nasty fucking wax.
BJ's Boogaloo, Hymns for That Ass.
Damn.
What was I thinking at 18 years old? Huh? Fuck it.
It's deep. It's
BJ's deep. Word on the Street.
Oh, shit. BJ's Sun Fire.
Okay, there. I just found it. BJ's Booty Pleasers. Now, let's see what's on there. I know this is fun.
Laminated list.
So I know this is fun for everybody.
It's like the mom and pop CD store right here.
All
right.
So on BJ's Booty Pleasers, I got Digable Planets, Common, Sixth Sense.
Okay.
The Hood by Killer Priest. Hurricane, Mos Def, Common, Black Thought. I'll Be That, Redman. Another Redman. Fuck Out. Big Papa, Get It On by Dragon and DMX.
What went into your playlist? Like, what made you put certain songs on certain playlists?
It was whatever I found that I liked. I just threw, later on.
But it
that,
seemed like they had like a common theme almost.
Those early ones did. Yeah. Later on, it was more like what's common hot
vibe,
right now.
A common vibe.
This one was always good.
The Shiznit.
The Shiznit. Cracker ass shit. The Honky Mix.
BJ's Honky Mix. I don't know what's on there. We're going to keep that one in the case.
Okay. Look at this. This is BJ's 20, Peace in the Middle East.
Damn.
BJ Macon, Grassroots.
Whoa.
All right, hang on. Not Gay BJ presents heterosexual jams for all non-gays.
Damn. Y'all don't even understand what this dude was
BJ
doing.
Presents Ghetto Symphonies. And I'm telling, the thing is, they're like, I actually put pictures and shit on
I'm telling you, y'all don't, yeah, no, when I first saw
this
shit.
This
white dude on some other shit.
That could be one of
my
best.
I remember that one.
B-Jizzles, Rest in Peace John Holmes, Uncut Lengthy Beats.
I remember that one.
BJ USA. R. Kelly mixtape. One of these days I'm going to have to get a CD player and listen to these fucking things. Hang on a second. What was on that one? Ghetto Symphony. Oh. The Movement by Talib Kweli. Music, Eric Sermon, Marvin Gaye. Area Codes.
I think I got that one.
Murder for Life, Calling Out Names by Corrupt.
I think I got that one, yeah.
IB, DMX, The Ultimate by The Roots. Symphony by all like the No Limit guys.
I think I got that one.
ATLians. Girls All Pause.
Girls.
Y'all all Can't pause. Deny It. Die Motherfucker by Scarface. 40 Buys by Jules, a.k.a. Allen Iverson.
Hall of Famer.
Allen Iverson. Run Wild by The Alcoholics. What It Is. Take This Money by G-Dep and Black Rob. God damn.
That's what I'm telling you. You wasn't short slacking on your fucking picks.
See, this kind of, this right here solidifies myself as like, I'm honorary black man.
Did I do shit like that? I think that's one of the reasons I still talk to you. You definitely had your head in the right areas back then.
Okay, sorry guys. This fucking
no. This is some classic shit though.
Oh, hang on. What about the best of Tupac? So many tears that I put together.
Fair Exchange, you heard me?
Then Fair Exchange, Volume 2.
Very best of Pac.
And that was my personal Tupac list.
I'm telling you, man.
New Mix Classics.
Yeah, I remember that. Ah,
Corrupt.
I got a pretzel in the CD case. It's a pretzel from 1997.
The best in Notorious B.I.G. Let's see. Oh, that Space Boogie Smoke.
And that music was just like fucking high as a kite, eating right pretzels, here, like flipping through, trying to find a jam. You're like, oh, shit. Girls, okay, all pause.
For some odd reason, I have three Tupac greatest hits, okay?
That's cool. We got that Dead Prez popping off. We got you, a lot of shit. You got some gangster shit.
Memphis Bleak. I got a whole page of Memphis Bleak.
You got some gangster shit popping off.
Hang on. Now we're going to get to Young Buck.
Young Buck. I see.
My DMX page.
I see. Grand Champ. I see.
We're going through this, guys. I'm sure you guys have it.
Documentary, one of the best CDs ever made. Kanye West, College Dropout.
That's one of the best albums ever made. That is going to be the dissection.
But that's
of the
10
week.
Or 10
that's
songs?
Common B. Only 10 songs. 11. 11 songs. Oh, yeah.
That Chrome Juice still. Hey, I used to bump that fucking. That Chrome Juice. Shout out to Lil Jon.
Now, this is where we get into it. Hang on. You know what I'm looking
for?
Hang on.
Ghost Dini.
I haven't pulled this out since I moved it into that.
Shout out to Ghost Dini, baby.
Where is it? Hang on.
You looking for the excitement page? It's right here, baby. You got. You know it's coming.
What's underneath the You Got thing?
The one You Got CD purchased.
No.
Mr. Excitement.
Look at how good. Look at the good production on this one.
The RZA. Can't go wrong. RZA.
Look at how terrible that CD looks.
What's the name of that one?
Golden Arms. Redemption.
Redemption.
All right. Nobody cares. There's hearing me flip through fucking pages. Like,
what is going on?
Then there's some rock. But, I mean, I have 90.
She has some gangster shit.
I got 95 pages of fucking rap music. And all that shit.
And one piece of pretzel. Don't forget the pretzel.
I threw it. I can't believe there's a fucking pretzel in there. How embarrassing.
I remember going through my CD case, finding like weed crumbs and all kind of shit. Like, in the slots. Like, oh, what the fuck was going on this day when I pulled that CD out? Like, oh, shit.
There was a pretzel right, on the like, fucking the fuck Dead Prez page that I had. Yeah, so anyways. All right, rest in peace, Tom Petty. What, all right, so you got into the Traveling Wilburys. Is there a song that you particularly like by them? Or you just dug kind of like the
whole vibe of the shit, them different motherfuckers.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, that's one guy that I really am pissed I didn't get to see, like, live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess the Rolling Stones, I would say, but they're, like, fucking 78 years old or whatever. Right, like,
still rocking on the stage.
You know, obviously, I would have loved to have seen the Doors, the Beatles, but, you know, you can't. But, yeah, Tom Petty, man, he was, like, what, 66? So it's not like he's an old dude. I mean,
yeah.
he seemed like he smoked a little bit of weed and shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, to have that kind of heart complication, like, it had to be something else, or maybe it's just poor health.
But to stay skinny like that is whole. Maybe it was, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe the drugs was always there.
Yeah.
But fuck, his 66 compared to somebody else, 86, Tom might be like, y'all might want to take my 66. I done been around the world umpteen fucking times.
That's true.
Did all this other shit. Like, who gives a fuck?
No, I dig it. I dig it that you at least know his songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Running Down a Dream. I'm trying with.
Tom Petty was a G. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little damn short motherfucker, though. A little small motherfucker.
Just a good songwriter, you know?
Tom P.
No. I don't know how much.
And like I told Brandon after he died, so it's just me and him, we the last two heartbreakers left.
That's true. And Jenna Jameson.
Oh, and
she's got the heartbreaker tattoo on her ass cheeks. I don't know what she looks like anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. She probably saw her in a long ass time. She's probably beat up.
Yeah. She probably got beat up.
I remember old girl used to come in the other job, the one who ran for governor.
Oh, yeah, Mary Carey.
She looks fucking horrible.
Yeah, she's awful.
I was like, oh, my God.
What about the chick who got her ass fucking almost killed until she got out of her house, and that the homie is in fucking prison for life?
Oh, War Machine.
Yeah, and Chrissy Mack.
That was some other shit, yeah.
I was waiting for Chrissy Mack for a little while.
She was she hit the scene.
Yeah, dude, I read the report of what she wrote, it was fucking, that was the most insane shit I had
read.
But
they was into some crazy shit though. When
like, but
fucking bitches together and beating bitches. But because they was doing some tantric shit to the other bitches and shit too though.
Yeah.
You can't play around with a crazy motherfucker.
That shit was not tantric. That was like bondage.
Right, yeah.
Fucking destroy these fucking people type shit. It's stupid.
Right.
It really is. It's different.
It's really different.
Tantric is like Sting and his wife and they have sex for 25 hours. This is like I'm going to cut your fucking throat and watch you die, pig, kind of stuff. It's fucked
up. Hang you upside down until you can't breathe.
Was, I mean, I'm telling you, if you guys have not read the report of Chrissy Mack's attack from War Machine, it is fucking insane.
The pictures were fucking insane.
And, like, the dude, I mean, the guy.
He tried to kill that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. How the fuck she got out? I don't even know. Seriously. Like, he was going to kill her. Like, that was there. Wow. Well, that guy's going to be in jail for a while. And you were wrong about something.
What?
Patino will be going to jail after
Patino ain't going to fucking jail.
After the new evidence had surfaced. Did you hear about
understand. It's did certain you hear people, about the That's new like evidence? Saying Trump going to go to jail. Even if they run Trump ass out of the office, Trump going to go around making millions for the rest of his life talking about being president.
Do you know about the new evidence against Patino?
Let me hear. Let me hear you present your case. What?
So.
Let me hear this shit.
Over all these basketball players that Adidas was supposedly paying, $1.5 million.
Yep.
He kept 98% of it himself, Patino.
Oh, no. See, you got your facts misconstrued.
You tell me, because that's what I heard.
No, he kept the money from the Adidas deal through the school that they pay the school to wear their product.
So is he allowed to keep that?
Yes, it was in his contract that he got 98% of the money.
From Adidas?
Yeah. From the school contract.
I still think he's going to do time.
Yeah, crazy. Patino is sitting somewhere like, you motherfucker.
No, you know who's doing that is fucking, what's the other homie's name? Who's another fucking Don?
Calipari?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. He's sitting there like, oh, shoot. At least they're not looking at me
this
right now.
This is a very, like, Patino glass, though. Why you bring up Patino? This is a very Patino-ish glass.
You need, like, a pinky
ring? Yeah, you raise your pinky up when you bring it up.
You need a little pinky ring on that? That pinky ring shit, that's you, God, who says that. Mr. Excitement.
That exciting bracelet shit.
Can we just get him on the show? Can you tell everyone that I actually sent out a personal DM?
Does he live out here?
I don't know.
Yeah, he sent me a picture of a DM he sent to Mr. Excitement. I don't even know if Mr. Excitement still is alive to check his DM, but hopefully he is.
Mr. It's called You Godzilla.
That's it. It is called You Godzilla, y'all. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, maybe we'll have Mr. Excitement.
Well, not too many people can say they had a RZA-produced album, though. That's pretty fucking dope.
That's a good point.
That's pretty dope.
I mean, he produced Tarantino film scores.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. All right. Not a big sports talk weekend. What about your boy AP going to the Cardinals?
They could have that motherfucker. He wasn't doing nothing but holding up the water cooler in New Orleans.
Yeah, it seemed like it. He probably should have just retired. I mean, he's one of those guys. See, this is what's going to happen. We talked about this before. Is that... He played so many years for Minnesota, he should have just retired.
And he'd be in the Hall of Fame first ballot or some shit.
You know, I would have retired as a Viking because I like guys with beards and when they're sucking my dick. Back to hell. So, I think that...
Collinsworth is a perv.
I don't know what's wrong with him. I don't know why he has to come in and out.
Here the other day was like...
I was trying
him
to get
popping up on the screen.
You know what? We'll get to that so I can rock this up. Oh, yeah. All right. Before that, okay. And I don't know how much time we want to spend on it. It was the day after we had done the podcast was the Vegas shooting.
Yeah.
And I was working until about 11, and I came home, and normally I don't turn on the TV.
Okay.
I just put on a podcast, but I had listened to all of them because I was walking home and stuff. And I turned the TV, and I see, like, the aftermath of it. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I start looking up. I'm like, this is completely fucking nuts. And I know a lot of people have already talked about this and, you know, are pained by it and everything that goes along with it. But in my mind, I'm just like, why the fuck can you, Kadir so-and-so, go and buy a fucking machine gun? It just...
the world we live in, baby.
I don't get it.
You just don't agree with it. You get it because it's American, but you just don't agree with it.
Okay, my grandfather had a rifle and he had two bullets.
My dad had a lot of guns. Certain people, you know.
Okay, but it's not a fucking machine gun.
No.
Your dad didn't own a fucking AK that's like automatic.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
He didn't own something that you could transform into a fucking... Tyrese and the Transformers on top of the fucking
tank. And then they show the pictures from the room, and I'm just like, oh my. And the shitty. Couple things. Mm-hmm. All right, fuck it. We'll talk about it. ISIS claims he's part of their thing just to be fucking. Fuck you,
right.
Assholes. This guy was just a deranged fucking idiot who just wanted to kill people. That's kind of like the Oklahoma City bombing and shit like that nature. It's just like, fuck, man. You know, like, because I'm thinking, because my girlfriend loves country music. Mm-hmm. She could have been at that concert.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Definitely.
And just getting, when you see the video and you just hear that spray, like, nonstop, I'm like, holy shit. Like, I mean, I'm getting goosebumps right now because that fucking bugs me out.
Yeah. But my thing was, and I always thought of this about hotels. When somebody breaks the window, don't some shit go off? Maybe like alerting somebody
Yeah, but seriously, like what? What would go off? They don't have like an alarm on the window.
But he like, it wasn't like he opened the window.
No, he
like,
smashed
it. Right, but motherfucker, if you smash my alarm, my car goes the fuck off. Like, what the fuck?
No, that's true.
Like, I thought about it. I was like, nobody thought like a red light wasn't just beeping like, y'all might want to check the 32nd floor. Something's going on up that motherfucker.
Maybe, but I mean, think about how many hotel rooms are in Mandalay Bay. There's probably a couple thousand. Maybe, what, 800?
It's a lot, yeah.
And
my aunt,
you know, the reason you can't open the windows is because so many people gamble and then they jump and kill themselves. So they don't. Yeah. They don't allow you to open the windows in Vegas, if you've never been there, people. But so this guy smashed him out with a hammer. I mean, yeah, you're right. But at the same time, like...
Right. I mean, I don't think that would have changed much, but...
All
right.
He had like 7 fucking automatic weapons in the room. How don't you notice that coming in and out of the hotel?
But I thought about that too, because I've been in Vegas and you see different people bringing shit. I don't lie. That's me. People ask, like, concerts. You go to concerts.
I have.
I've been to...
Not in a long time.
I've been to fucking one concert my whole life.
You went with me to one.
And a Nas concert at the House of Blues in New Orleans. I don't like being around a lot of people. I don't know people.
The Roots concert we went to, we had a good spot. Remember?
Right. But I'm just saying, like, when you're in that kind of environment, it's just people, man. You don't know who's having a fucking bad day and won't be a dick and all this other stupid shit. So when I saw that shit, I was just like, this dude is just a fucking dick, man. Like,
just an asshole.
And
then just being a pussy and smoking himself. Like, it's such a pussy fucking move, dude.
Yeah, it was.
But, I mean, all right. I'm not going to play devil's advocate because that's just fucked up. If I were to smoke a bunch of people, I'd probably kill myself, too, because you're going to fucking get ass raped in prison and shit. But to do it in the first place.
Then that's bullshit. Me and you both just said the same thing. I'm like, hold on. Let's correct that. You wouldn't get ass raped in prison. They'd be fucking somewhere on death row for 40 fucking years. And you know how that shit go. By itself, sitting in, and he'll die at 96. And you'd be like, oh, the Las Vegas shooter died today at 96 years old.
Just like Charlie Manson.
In his fucking room. And he'd been eating off taxpayers' money for fucking 50 fucking years. So no, man.
You're right.
He ain't getting butt fucked like the rest of the fucking OGs who in real population and shit. So fuck him.
Yeah. I wish there was like a bit of like CSI where like we could figure out what the fuck was this guy thinking? What happened in your life, pal, that made you...
You've seen the stories where he had Lollapalooza on his target and some other hip hop festival the week before. He had rooms overlooking both of them.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He just... They say that what happened with the life... It's called Life is Beautiful Festival and it was like Chance the Rapper, all these different people and shit.
But was that out here?
No, in Vegas.
Oh, okay.
And he
had booked rooms for all these.
Yeah, he had a condominium or some shit. But say
that's so premeditated.
Right,
and ridiculous.
That's what the cop said. He said something about it though when they went back and like something he couldn't go through with it at that time, and that was like 2 weeks before. But for the country music festival, he went through with it. But it was a similar thing that he had did for that shit.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah, man. That's why I tell you. It's just... So that's why it made me think like...
Why? Because people are having fun? You're going to fucking smoke them? Like,
but he wasn't even like broke and shit.
He was a millionaire.
Right. I'm like, that's... But see, it's more to them story.
I don't be liking
just a half-ass
story. I want to know like revive this.
Right. Because if you can wire $100,000, like I can wire you a fucking $1,000 right now. You can wire somebody.
I can't.
You don't have financial problems.
I can't wire you a dollar.
You're not dying. He ain't had fucking AIDS. He didn't. You know what I mean? I'm like, what the fuck was going on in your fucking head? Like,
that's just nuts.
Yeah, you could for $100,000. You can buy like a little island in fucking Panama. Or something. You know what I mean? Like some shit that you just like. I just want to get the fuck away from here.
If I had $100,000, believe me, I would be doing something. Well, fun.
Right,
with it probably.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So what was... You're right. What was it? I don't know, man.
I'll take back what I just said.
What?
If I had $100,000, I wouldn't be smoking motherfuckers.
Right.
55 of them, by the way. And then how many injured? 500 or so? Yeah. It's nuts. Yeah, it's fucking nuts. And like, there's no way now, Charlton Heston and you fucking NRA people, there's no way to come back. And I thought that years ago, like 1992, there was like the Bradley Bill.
Yeah.
Where like they got rid of this shit.
Right, right.
Well, I guess not.
No.
Because it's fucking there. You know? I don't know, dude.
That was some real sucker shit, though. And this wasn't even like a young kid GTA style. I was this
guy was like a gym teacher who was a high school football coach for 5 years. I'm saying that's what he looked like.
Mm-hmm. He did, but he was like worked for the CIA at one time and all sorts of shit. You saw his background?
Yeah.
Oh my god, he had like 8 different lives. I was like, what the fuck is going on with this dude?
So that already?
When they was interviewing his brother,
why don't you red light that? Is the government?
No, but the brother said, he made us all wealthy. He was like, he was like, I can't understand.
The guy probably had fucking PTSD, and nobody noticed it or, you know, challenged it and just let him go about his life.
I don't know, B, but that was some sucker shit. I don't like when people do sucker shit. Like, do it straight. Like, if you want to kill 50 people, go fight somebody. Call somebody out and say, man, you know what? I'm having a shitty. Let's fight.
You know what I mean?
It's because somebody out there be like, fuck, yeah, let's do it. Like, what the fuck? Everybody gonna be like, ugh, fight. No,
and then fucking homeboy's gonna come out, deck him out,
yeah,
knock his fucking ass out, right. Kick his face.
And he might be like, damn, I'm glad I didn't do what I was thinking about doing, shooting 50 fucking people.
And I think it's one of those things where, like, I still haven't wrapped my head around it. Like, it's that insane.
Yeah. And time just keeps moving. Because it's already old. When you think about it, it's already old news. Like, right. It's already like
9 days.
Like they're hushing it more and more. You're starting to hear less and less about his girlfriend said, oh, he was such a good guy. But then reports from the Starbucks where they used to go, the guy said, I used to see him like rougher ass up in here all the time and shit. But she's on record like saying, oh, he was such a sweet man.
Yep.
And the guy from Starbucks is like, no, I've seen him fucking degrade this motherfucking woman. So, like, where's the truth in all this shit, man? Just some bullshit.
That's the only reason I wish the guy was alive. Because, like, you can't. It's like when.
But even when they live, they don't fucking man up and just tell us what the fuck was really going on.
The people, like, a guy like Junior Seau, who was having all those issues from the CTE, and he smoked himself in the heart with a shotgun, and he said in a letter, I want you to examine my brain because he was fucked up.
Right.
So. And I don't wish Junior Seau to be dead. I feel bad about the fucking thing. I'm glad this other asshole's dead. But, like, I don't know, dude. Can we get to the future of the Blade Runner 2049 future where we can see what the fuck you were thinking so that we can change something down the way? I don't want to be scared to go to a concert.
I told you.
And I'll be honest with you, I kind of am.
I was before all of this.
I don't want to be scared to go to a fucking Dodger game.
The casino, I remember going to like a Saints game and like people fighting in the crowd and shit. I'm just like, see, this is the kind of shit that throw you off. Because you just want to chill. You know, that's somewhere you go to relax and just.
You just spent $70, yeah, you just want $80 chill, man. On a ticket.
You're probably getting buzzed. You're drinking. So you're not as alert. You're not looking around like, oh, let me see who looks crazy in this motherfucker.
Probably most of the people are like hardworking people who are like, shit, we're going to this one Saints versus Panthers game. And they're pumped for it. They bought a jersey.
Now, and that's always the pictures they show after the motherfucker's dead. Them standing in front of the Superdome or some shit with all their gear on. It's like, man, that shit fucked up, man.
Yeah, and then two assholes next to you get into it because they're fucking drunk and
that's
stupid.
That's why I just don't fuck with it, man.
You know, it's like the dude at Dodger Stadium who got fucking in a coma because he got his ass kicked because he was a Giants fan.
Yep, I remember.
Yo, it's sports, guys. Fuck it. One of the biggest sports fans you're ever going to meet. Let it go.
Let it go.
If I told Kadir, yo, fuck the Saints. They're a bunch of pussies. Hey. You think he's going to really give a shit about it?
We're going to be
all right. Oh, yo, the Lakers. They're fucking a bunch of faggots.
We're going to be all right.
Doesn't matter.
It ain't that serious, man.
I don't know. All right. We got to get off this topic because it's depressing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It changed
Do you think that because of the way the nation is, this happened, or was it going to happen inevitably?
No, it's like Timothy McVeigh. It's like David Koresh. There's always going to be something. Something's going to always happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, people use, you know, the comfort of whatever, but no, we got crazy. Man,
people make excuses for stupidity.
No, yeah, this shit was gonna happen regardless.
All right.
It ain't got nothing to do with Trump. That, you know, now the guns being so accessible, that's a big fucking problem. We need to stop.
And that's
that
not
shit.
A Trump thing. I mean, that's been here for a while.
And
I mean, I would love to own a gun.
And I've had them. I told you,
you've owned guns.
I say this on record. I'm gonna say this again. My motherfucking children know this. Everybody know this. The last gun I had a moment where I felt like a piece of shit in life and I wasn't being my best me. And y'all know me as my best me. I know. Pat on the back for me.
I agree.
At the point I'm at right now,
you're better than you've ever been.
I went to the dumpster in my apartment building and I took the clip out. I made sure I took all the bullets out and I dropped the 40 cal in the dumpster. And that was it. That was the last gun I had. Yeah.
Just because there could have been a time where you got to the lowest of the lowest.
It was some shit going on. And people, no, not even me doing something to myself, but at that time, my apartment was so many people coming in and out and people had started stealing. Like, we had parties and shit and people stealing my shoes and all this other shit. And I just kept saying, what if one day somebody use your gun and kill you or rob you? You know what I mean? Like, you,
it's true.
Like, all these people in and out of your house. And I just was like, get rid of shit. And I got rid of it.
Nobody in my family.
I used to love going to the shooting range and shit.
That's
one of the best stress relievers in life.
Can't you just go rent a gun?
You can.
So what I would go and shoot a fucking automatic weapon. That'd be fun. Yeah. But it's one of the range, best
stress relievers in fucking life.
No one in my family, except for my grandfather, he had his rifle from the Korean War.
Mm-hmm.
Just in a case. That was it. Nobody else owned a firearm. Honestly. Like, never. And, you know, I talk to her sometimes, and she's like, oh, I should get a gun. I don't feel safe. I'm like, because you watch all these fucking TV shows. Right.
You said she liked the forensics and all that type of shit.
Yeah, stop watching that shit, and you'll be just fine.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, we leave our fucking door unlocked.
Man, I was an advocate. Like I said, I remember coming out here, I had my big gun. My brother and him used to take the gun with him. Everybody went to malls and shit.
I remember
shit.
That story about that him. Shit. Oh, in the mall. You said he would just take you to walk around the mall.
Yeah, man. Just like, you know.
Damn.
But I remember Courtney getting robbed on Canal Street. Like, I remember reasons why we got guns. Like, motherfucker going to cash his check and motherfucker just pulling up.
Well, the thing,
robbing motherfucker.
I say we don't, I don't want to spend time on this than we do. But, like, when I got jacked by the dudes with the gun.
Yeah.
If I would have had a gun on me, I probably would have pulled it, and either I would have been dead, or they would have been dead, and I would have been in jail.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I didn't have a gun.
So a lot of times I'm glad
and
I didn't have a gun.
There's a chance. Oh, there's plenty of times, especially when I'm in traffic. That's why I don't drive. Yeah. I honestly think that their gun was fake, but I don't know.
Right. And yours would have been a real one. You'd have been in a shitload of trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what would I have done? You know, carried it in my fucking back. By my ass cheeks,
man.
And then fucking shoot myself in the leg like Plexiglas Burress. I mean, come on.
I drove here with my fucking gun. My shit was legal in Louisiana, but I remember when I drove here, I was like, am I just drove cross country with a fucking
gun? I really do. As much as, like, you know, we're doing the let's kneel for positive rights and all that shit, which I agree with.
Positive.
But, like, maybe this gun control thing. Something's got to happen. I mean, really, it does. I say that, man. And it just, the NRA is, and
the
too.
Even the way the police just kill the motherfuckers, like, not right or wrong, just the ability to pull out a gun. Like, that shit make other motherfuckers feel like, okay, well, I probably need a gun. It's just, it's too much, man. It's just too,
that's the thing. For my much. Girlfriend to think that she needs a gun, because number one, she sees it on TV, and it's like, fuck.
Yeah,
that's how unsafe this country is.
It's pretty serious, yep.
You know, we're not in fucking Israel.
Yeah, it's pretty serious, though.
You know, we're not in Afghanistan. Like, I never, ever thought about owning a gun. But now I do, because every other motherfucker has a gun.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My first gun show we went to, it was at the Pontchartrain Center. And I remember it was Saturday morning, it opened at like 10. We were like one of the first people there. Oh, man, I've never seen. It was like, I can literally, just because I'm not a felon, walk in here and just buy. You're over 18, you're not a felon, have fun.
Whatever you want.
I remember buying my shit and them giving me a little piece of paper, $150, I think.
For what? What kind of gun?
40 cal.
Okay.
And them motherfuckers gave me this little piece of paper, and I was like,
I thought you had a Glock.
Yeah, no.
At one point.
Yeah, I had that too.
Now, that's expensive, isn't it?
No.
How much does that cost?
I think I've got that for like $200.
Okay.
I mean, it's probably expensive wherever the fuck.
That's what the cops use, right?
Yeah, nines, and but that's the thing, man. Just, it was so easy.
I don't know. I don't know shit about guns. Like, I've shot guns plenty of times, being in the Boy Scouts and that kind of stuff. But, like, I don't know about, like, cleaning them.
Yeah,
and,
now that's like, something I took pride in. I did learn. That's the one thing. We went to the gun show and was like, we got to learn how to keep them clean, how to tell if something misfired. You know what I mean? Just, I was like, I don't want to be one of the people. Oh, you
went to, like,
a
class kind of thing?
It was more so when we, because I remember we went to the shooting range the first time. They had some kind of like sit you through something, and we did that for like two Saturdays.
Okay.
So yeah, it was something like that, and they taught you how to clean a gun the right way, and so it was something out because I was like, I ain't wanting people. I just got a gun. Nah, I want to know because I used to go shoot that motherfucker off. Like, yeah, that was
no, I, like my buddy, his dad was a cop, so they had guns, mm-hmm. and like you know, we go to their summer house, and they had like a fucking like a barrel of hay.
Yeah,
and they put the beer cans up there, and you just it was cool.
Yeah,
you know,
it was a good, it's a good stress reliever. I said that, but killing it, real people ain't stress relieving shit.
No, no.
God damn.
All right. Well, let's end it. Stop. I don't want no more depressing bullshit. All right, I'm gonna get you a beer.
That's at least we got BJ's booty.
You need a fucking beer.
At least we got BJ's booty pleasers. Though.
Was he saying anything? He's like, I'll have a beer.
Damn.
You want a beer?
That shit was kind of sad. Kind of sad.
There you go, Playboy.
Thanks, man. All right. Adrian Peterson in a sanction form. Rest in peace.
That's right. Okay. All right. We got rid of that. I mean, but we had to kind of talk
about it. Yeah, no.
Short one here.
Like too short? Short dog? Shorter the pimp?
Which one? Blow the whistle. All right. Story of the pimp. All right. So, I saw three ads for like indie movies that are like award winning, you know. Mm-hmm. Rolling Stone gives it 5 stars. Mm-hmm. I don't know which one. Willem Dafoe, I want to say, is in one of them.
Okay.
And then another one is like...
suck a dog's
fucking
dick.
Old guy. And the entire fucking... the entire trailer is like an old guy walking somewhere. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm not kidding, dude.
Looking for his gun.
I'm telling you.
Looking for his gun.
I'm telling you, look it up. It's just some old white guy walking somewhere.
Shout out to Harvey Weinstein. Rest in peace, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rest in peace, homie. We didn't get to do business together, but rest in peace, homie. Man,
there is just a bummer. We got to get to fun stuff.
Talk about the function, man. Talk about your people, man.
I'm out here trying to function.
I'm out here trying to function. Come on. Right. I know we ate up some time already. Right. Let's get to some smiles.
All right, my father was out here for 6 days.
Your biological father, not your black father, Barry Gardner, the founder of Motown.
Correct.
Right.
No, my biological father,
okay.
Who is just as cool as Barry
Gardner. Right. But not your soul father is what I was saying.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Number one.
Soul brother number one. Picking my hair.
Now, he had stomach surgery about...
And he looks fucking good. The first thing he said when I saw him and gave me a hug, he said, look a lot different. I said, you sure fucking do.
Yeah, he lost 95 pounds.
I thought he lost more than that.
He might have.
Because he gave a number that I was like, God damn.
But here's... Okay, so good for you, Dad, that you did that.
Yeah.
And number two... You don't shut the fuck up saying, you know, Brandon, I don't eat as much as I used to. He says that 17 times per meal.
But you got to understand, as a person who did a lot of, you know, drugs and drinking and shit, sometimes that's what keeps you from doing it again. It's saying that you don't do it. You know what I mean? Like,
well, did they tell you that in AA or something?
Pretty much. You got to, because you got to feel like. If it's in your head, you might go do something about it. Like, or maybe I'm not eating enough. Let me go eat a little more. And it's like, if I tell you, though, hey, motherfucking, you ain't been eating. And you're like, yeah, dude, you say that 50 fucking times. Like, oh, he got to say that. Oh, yeah. So you got to.
Okay. All right. Now I feel bad for saying it. I'm a fucking asshole. But so I text my mom. I'm like,
fucking dick.
I'm like, Son mom, dick. How many more times can Dad tell me he doesn't eat as much as he used to? And she just wrote back to me. She goes, Brandon, he says it 100 times a day.
Yeah, ain't got it.
And that's his thing. Yeah. Okay, now I get it. He's saying it to say it. So he doesn't eat through his fucking band or whatever it is, like Ralphie May did, rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Ralphie had a band too?
He ate through 3 of the stomach bands.
Oh, shit, Ralphie. And he left his kids behind and shit. Rest in peace, homie.
Yeah.
Is this the rest in peace episode? Because we started in Columbus. So.
God.
And we still on rest in peace.
Chris Columbus and Chris Columbus era.
And the Chris Jimi Hendrix era, though. Jimi Hendrix era was bigger than the Chris Columbus era.
So, all right. So my dad's out here. And since I got this new job, I only have certain times to really hang with him. And so I...
Did you have to get him from the airport? How you got here?
No, he got a rental car.
Playboy. Old school. Sound like OGs. That's like my daddy. He ain't never got to be like, oh, I'm going to be there at this certain time. Yeah, my dad knocking on your door like, what's up? He's like, oh, what's up, man? You got a car? Yeah. He's like, he don't want to talk about it. He's like, yeah, come on, man. I've been doing this shit since
I'm not borrowing shit from you.
Yeah, I don't need shit, man. I'm going to give me some coffee. I'll be back. He's like, what the fuck? Like, that's how old man is.
The first couple days, we get breakfast. We went shopping. And he makes me, oh, God damn it. He brings beef jerky out with him that he made.
I'm going to tell y'all this.
And I got some. You want some or no?
I do.
All right.
I worked at a chemical plant in Garyville, Louisiana. This white man, he was semi-racist, but he had this big form.
How are you semi-racist?
He's semi. He worked with black people, but he definitely call you a nigga behind your back a few times or some shit.
That's terrible. But, I'm sorry to laugh about that.
But I'm just saying. But
his rest name, in peace, this guy.
I'm going to put his name out there. But he made the best goddamn beef jerky this side of the Mississippi River. I used to be like, damn, I hate that I like this fucking beef jerky so much. Because he would come around. He was like one of the foremen. So
and he would just bring it for everybody.
Oh, but he would sell it. He'd sell you a bag, but the bag would be these fat ass little strips. But he sell it $5. And you get a bag, it lasts you like a week probably. So it used to tear me up that this white supremacist made the best. Oh, it was like he took the steak and just he had this smokehouse and shit, dried it out, and it just so flavorful, tender. Oh,
and you're like, fuck this guy, but I love
it. It was so fucking good though. And anybody who listening back home, they know like, yeah, that racist motherfucker made some good jerky. That motherfucker made some good jerky, and Brandon's dad's jerky is right up there with his jerky. That's what brought me to this point.
Well, he had the hot
teriyaki and the pepper. Yeah. And I'm gonna say teriyaki was my favorite one. At first, I started with the pepper one, and I was like, maybe I need to try the other one. And when I tasted that teriyaki shit, I was like, okay, it's something good you can drink with liquor. Just a good snack.
It's good. I don't eat that much red meat because normally he'd make me turkey jerky, but that has a different consistency to it. And so I'm like, fuck, it doesn't matter. It's dehydrated and shit. So it's not like I'm eating a steak.
Yeah, it ain't the same shit. All right.
So he brings out all this beef jerky.
Yeah.
And on Friday, I got to go to work at 2:30 as opposed to 3:30.
Okay.
Because the lady has to leave early, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not looking forward to it. I'm sleeping on the couch, so my back's already kind of fucked up. And we get breakfast, and he has to go to Sam's Club. Okay? Because he won't. I go, let me just see if Cordero will go to Costco.
Yeah.
And we can just go to Costco. No.
I definitely got to
Costco. Brandon, we got to go to Sam's Club.
Stupid. He liked hearing his daddy say that
and
shit.
And this fucking Sam's Club is 12 miles north. It's like in Sylmar or Sunlin or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I know that one. Yeah.
So we go all the way out there for what?
That's by the Best Buy or some shit. Like, it's deep. Yeah, it's,
For what do we go out there for? Beef jerky.
For that bag? That other bag?
Yes.
Wait, why did
that's
say,
why
he said that. He explained why he had that bag.
We had to go there because that's the snack that he likes to eat. And I'm like,
but
Dad,
he don't eat his own.
You brought me 3 pounds of fucking beef jerky and Jack Links. I can get
because I thought somebody else had brought the Jack Links. But I remember him picking up the bag and saying, "But the reason I eat this one," and I was like, "But he got this good homemade shit. Why the fuck is he eating Jack Links?"
So we went that far out,
and it's like a fucking party size Jack Links.
Yeah. He got 2 bags of them.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so we did that, then I went to work. So basically, that was one fun day of going to Sam's Club.
It took us 18 hours to get to Sam's Club.
Then finally, he doesn't like going on the highway. Because since his accident, like 12 years ago,
hard to navigate.
I get it.
Yeah.
But he just doesn't like it, you know? Okay. So we went back streets to come back. So it took a little while longer.
Did you drive? Did you get behind the wheel?
He does not let me drive. He doesn't let anyone drive. He's never let anyone drive in his entire life. I mean, his parents, when he was a child.
I got it.
And then after that, no. He doesn't let my mom drive. He's that guy who like, oh, I'm going to drive. Okay.
I met him.
So, all right, I go to work, whatever.
Where the jerky at while you're having this conversation?
It's up in the cabinet. Thanks, Blue Boy. So, over the stove, Dougie. That one, the oven, not the stove.
Fucking, you
say
the stove.
Yeah, there you go. Good, bud. Fine, whichever teriyaki one you like. I think the pepper one had like the little white dots on it. Yeah.
He just needs to learn how to label his shit.
So. Yeah. Anyways, so he's driving me to work. Like, all right, guys, we're gonna have some beef jerky here for you for that ass. It's liquor license and jerky. This is the jerky license. That might be it. Try that. Teriyaki on that ass? Okay. Now I gotta have a piece.
My boy.
Picking it all up on the mic. Anyways. Oh, that is a teriyaki. That's a good shit. That's the shit. The next day, Saturday, I made sure I got off from both jobs, Saturday and Sunday, because he was gonna be out here.
Right.
I've been working my fucking tits off. So it was my first day off in 28 days.
Uh-huh.
course, what do? I go to work on Sunday because I'm a retard, but you pay me cash money. Cash Money Records taking over for 99 2000.
You did.
What are you going to do? You know? So, Saturday was like my day off. I'm like, fuck this. I'm running this shit. Like, I'm having fun and we're getting shit done.
Mm-hmm.
So we get up and he lets me sleep in a little bit, which is nice. Because, you know, he's used to Florida time,
mm-hmm.
which is 3 hours earlier.
As soon as the fucking gators start crack-a-lacking.
Mm-hmm.
Time to get up.
So, I probably wake up around 9:30-ish.
Okay. That's pretty late.
It is, but I got home late and I was up. Because I can't just decompress. Mm-hmm. I got to, like, sit up for a minute. So, I'm like, well, Dad, what do you want to do? And he wants to go see his great-grandmother's tombstone in Culver City.
Okay.
Because when he heard that Veronica lived in Culver City, he's like, oh, my great-grandmother's buried there, who we never met. It's the whole weird story where she came out to visit her brother.
Mm-hmm.
He lived in Culver City, or San Clemente, next to the Nixons.
Okay.
Before he was president.
Mm-hmm.
And they were friendly. She died out here.
Mm-hmm.
The family didn't want to spend the money to send her back home to get buried in Buffalo, so they buried her in the Culver City Holy Cross Cemetery. So then my grandfather just did not talk to the rest of the family the rest of his life.
Because they didn't send her back home.
Yeah, because he wanted his mom to be back home and buried. And they went to, and I think he was the oldest in the family, if not the second oldest.
Did he come out like for a funeral or anything?
They couldn't. I mean, dude, we're talking this 1952.
Oh, shit.
You know? He was probably 18 years old.
I was saying, by the time he found out, she probably was in the fucking ground already and shit.
Right.
Right. So yeah, like, yeah, not, somebody just calling you.
It's not like today.
Right.
So, my dad caught word of this and found out, like, through Ancestry.com and all this mm-hmm. kind of shit. So we go to the Holy Cross Culver City Cemetery, which, you know, cemetery to cemetery. It's fucking kind of nice. Like, you see the whole city and shit. Mm-hmm. We go to the office. And they're like, oh, 1952. They're like, our records only go back to 1968.
Okay.
So they got to go and get, like, these old school files and shit, you know? And then they got to draw us a map on how to get there. And so, all right, so we get there, and I'm looking. I'm like, well, this is row 204. It says grave 6. And I'm counting over. I'm like, it's not here. And they just cut the grass, so the shit's all over the tombstones. They haven't blown it off yet.
Yeah.
And, He I swear to God, he just does this. He just walks up one row and brushes off. He goes, oh, it's right here. I'm like, okay.
Call intuition, kid. You'll get that one day.
We got to find, yeah, so we got to see my great-grandmother, his grandmother that he never met, because mm-hmm. he was born in 1955. She died in 52.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
she couldn't have been that old, huh?
No.
Man, how she died? Just suddenly?
Who knows? Seriously, in the 50s.
See, we need CSI for real, because you were having mysteries and shit. We never solved in these episodes. We just talk about shit on podcast that we need to get it solved.
No, yeah, I mean, she's probably in her 50s, I assume.
I wonder if she just hit the cush for the first time and was like, this is the place I want to go peacefully.
Oh, well, maybe. Yeah. So, thereafter, he wants to get a bag for underneath the seat of the airplane. A carry-on.
Okay. I thought you were talking about the tombstone. I'm like, wait, what?
No.
This CSI shit is tripping my head out right now. Like, Shamar Morgan walked through the door like,
he has some kind of like a shitty bag that's all fucked up that he just wants to get. And they actually make just bags that are called under-seat bags now. Okay.
You didn't wrap that story very well. You're very good at telling stories. That was the shittiest wrap-up ever.
Okay.
Because I was still on the tombstone. Like, y'all had a bonding moment. He, like, found the grave. You give me no back. You gotta give me something. Was he satisfied? Was he? You just went to fucking.
Well, it's a woman that he never met.
It don't matter.
Didn't know about it. You know.
But he wanted to go there, so he was.
He wanted to go, and we went. We found the tombstone, mm-hmm. and he was like, he took a picture, and he said, "Okay."
So see, he took a picture. I didn't know that. You know what I mean? Something. I was like,
I mean, he wasn't turned around. Was he wasn't posing next to it, giving peace signs. Right. He just took a picture of the tombstone.
Right. But I'm saying a picture, so now the family got a picture. You know what I mean? Like.
I'm sure he put it on Facebook or something. That's what I mean. Like
shit like that ties up the story, man.
I got you.
You're a better storyteller than that.
I know. Because it was, again, I've been out of it lately.
Yeah.
You know, these work hours and like.
Yeah, because that was shitty.
Just,
And you're far superior than shitty.
I know. I'm sorry. I'll make it up
to you. I'm sitting like, what the fuck does he need a bag for?
Can I make it up to you?
Yeah, no. Right. I don't know. Hennessy made up for it, but I'm just saying. You know.
So, anyways. So.
But where y'all went from there?
So, we left there and went to Fox Hills Mall.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Which, if you ever want to, if you're a white person, you want to feel like a minority, go to the Fox Hills Mall.
And I'm
going to
tell you something. It's some beautiful black people in there Fox Hills Mall. Some beautiful women, just successful women, hardworking women, Ladera Heights women, Inglewood women. Shout out to Fox Hills Mall, man. I mean, the first time we went to Fox Hills Mall was like, oh my God, what the fuck is this?
Fox Hills Mall. I mean, listen, I don't give a fuck. But like him, he was.
Oh, there's some white people too in there. Sporadically, it is, yeah. But yeah, it's some black for you.
But so, like I said, he wanted to get this fucking bag to put underneath the seat when he goes in the airplane. And right. I didn't know that they actually make that shit now. It's called an underseat bag. Okay. That's what I was getting to. And
so what, like do-rags and shit like that?
Yeah. So we go to Macy's, and the shit, the cheapest one is $120.
Oh, my God. And it was Louis Vuitton, motherfucker.
I'm like, you know, Samsonite or whatever it is. Samsonite, I was way off. I go, damn, I got all these bags at the house. I'll just give you one of mine. Because I do. I have, like, messenger bags and shit that I don't use. Mm-hmm. I only use my stupid North Face backpack that fucking bitch got me. My ex, not wrong. We're like, okay. I'm like,
shout out to Pops. This shit is amazing.
We gotta waste time because we can't get to. We're gonna go to Veronica's niece's birthday.
Okay.
In Downey.
Okay.
She's texting me. Don't get here till 3:30. No, nothing's ready. And I know how he is. If I tell him 3:30, we're gonna be there at 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm like, all right, let's get something to eat. We already ate lunch.
Okay.
At like 11:30.
What y'all have for lunch?
BJ's. It's BJ's, and he had
not booty please, the bistro.
He had the quinoa shrimp. Pasta. He said it was the best shit he ever ate.
So I never had shrimp at BJ. I've had the salmon. He's barbecue, like, chicken salad.
He's like, this is the best meal I've ever had in California. That was what he said.
I never had shrimp at BJ.
Holla.
Holla.
All right. Did we get that? So now we go to the Backyard Boogie Mexican Party, his first one. And it goes, it's exactly what it always, you know, it's beer, shots. He doesn't drink. Of course, he's life of the party.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like, let's do a shot for Bob.
For the white dude.
Everybody loves him.
Bob
everybody
a cool
loves
motherfucker,
him.
Though.
You know, all the sisters, the mom, everybody.
Sisters, not like black women. You mean like sisters, actual bread.
Not sisters.
Okay, sisters.
Sisters, yeah.
They're gonna find your white ass.
Yeah, do it. You know, one time I was with a sister, and she had a cock. And I asked her why. She just shrugged her shoulders, so I sucked it. Al, thoughts?
Oh, damn.
So that was fun.
Damn.
And then...
So how long y'all stayed out there?
Well, he doesn't eat as much as he used to.
Oh, that's stupid.
We stayed out there till like 7. There was a fucking Dodger game going on, so the traffic was terrible, so we had to get
so
off.
So y'all didn't stay to watch the Dodger game?
We had to get off in like East LA and like drive back roads to get here. It was a fucking pain in the ass.
So got back home and y'all just went to bed?
Yeah. Well, I took a walk and he went to bed.
Y'all didn't watch the Dodgers?
I heard on the radio.
Oh, okay.
I wish it was Vin Scully.
So Vin Scully was doing it like back in the
20s? Not anymore. Oh. It's like Rick Monday or some shit. Oh. All right.
Then Sunday was a player function. And shout out to V-Ron. I got to see her. She's a lovely woman. She's always genuine. Shout out to her.
Genuine?
Not my opponent, no.
Oh. You gotta stop chewing on air, dog.
You're crazy. This shit good.
Hear it. All right. Alright, so, you set the scene for Sunday. I've been talking a whole motherfucking episode.
You're bullshit. I was talking the whole first half of the fucking episode.
We'll go.
But now,
so and the whole,
this fucking jerky is awesome, Bob.
The whole time we set up that we're going to have a lasagna party.
How does he
party,
make this?
A dehydrator.
No, oh, okay. Remember I told you the old boy, he had like a smokehouse and shit, okay.
Yeah, no, this shit, like I bought one, you know.
Yeah.
So, alright, Sunday, Cordier finally got to meet half the people that I talk about on the show.
Yeah, so say who was here. Tree Man, shout out to Tree Man, much love, homie. His wife,
Amira,
shout out to Amira. Scott Rocks, and his wife.
Chelsea.
When I was about to leave, two more people showed up.
Rob and Courtney. That's Rob Bass.
Rob Bass and Courtney Bass. I think I played Courtney Bass this week. She now lead?
No.
So I play Rob, mostly.
Yeah, I think you play Robin.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to meet these people. Everybody was cool. Everybody was loved. Rob Bass came a little later. The lasagna was off the fucking chain. I'm going to tell you, his daddy made this like Timberland boot heel lasagna. It's like,
it was thick.
Thick, yeah. Like East I've been Coast. Eating every we about meal. To walk in the fucking snow. You're gonna have this shit gonna put some fucking womp on your chest. Like when you're going to school and you're like, mom, coach, she said, shut up, eat this shit. And you just eat it and you just don't even have to put a jacket on.
Oh, like everybody was like, so like, bombastic and like, oh, what's going on? A fucking game. Oh, listen. And then all of a sudden everybody ate and everybody.
After that shit, everybody was mellowed the fuck out. That shit was. That shit was good, though. That shit was really good.
Oh, well, yeah. So he made up a salad. He had the...
I didn't have no salad.
He had lasagna. We had some bread with it.
Yeah.
And I have lasagna for the next 2 months, I think. And beef jerky, as you can hear Kadir
and
enjoying.
Bob was entertaining the whole time.
As always. That's what he does, man. And see, everybody who meets my father, they say the same thing. They're like, now it makes sense.
Right. You
forgot. Now why, we why get fucking now retarded? We get right. Who I am.
That's your updated retarded version of Bob, yeah. It did. The first time I met him, we went out to eat and shit, and I was like, okay, now I'll get this white dude. He's an updated version of retardedness of this man.
Yep. That's true.
And a mixture of your mom. Your mom's honest, she's real subtle and shit. Like
My mom's really, chill. She's like kind of the opposite. Mm-hmm. Like, she's quiet, works, is a church-going woman, you know, that kind of thing. And she's like, yeah, they balance each other out, let's just say that. Fuck, man. We don't even have time for our goddamn rap.
It's all good. This shit felt good. I'm glad we had this.
So, my dad got to go on the Warner Brothers tour yesterday because Courtney works for Warner Brothers. So, someone works for Warner,
right.
Whatever. And he got to go on, like, the executive tour thing. He had a good time, but his kidney stones started bothering him. Mm-hmm. So, we went out to eat. Me and him kind of got into it. Not about... A little bit.
Why? What happened?
Just because... He's a very set in his ways kind of guy. Mm-hmm. And I just, it was so many days. And like, I was working and, you know, just, I'm like, I can't take it. You know, it's like finally I snap kind of thing.
What's your snap?
And then he gets pissy. I don't know. It was something fucking stupid. It doesn't matter.
Because you know, when you get aggravated, you just say some shit you regret. You'd be like,
yeah, that's how I am.
Go
and
fucking home. He's
like, see, what? You're a cancer as well, right?
Right.
So you're the same way. You hold shit in, right. And then one thing's going to hit, and everything comes out. And
it will unload the fucking dam of Niagara. It'd
so like, it was, you know, 6 days just listening to his shit. And then when he's around my friends, he has to do this thing where it's like, let's make fun of Brandon. And I get it, and it's funny. Ha, ha, ha.
Sunday he wasn't really that bad.
Saturday he was. So
that's Hispanic people.
So I just, you know, he's like...
And it's probably people he had never met, too.
He's just trying to, like, fit in, like, huh? Right. If we make fun of Brandon...
But hold on.
Never met him.
Exactly. He met me before. He met Scott before. He met...
Tree Man
before. There you go. So, equation solved.
It's like, as soon as, like, when Brandon was a kid and he shit his pants and everybody laughs... Ate it. Everybody laughs. And I gotta sit there, like, okay, with, like, a red face, like, okay, cool. Thanks, Dad. It got to that point, but I didn't realize his kidney stones were acting up. He didn't tell me that.
Okay.
If I would have known that, I would have realized why he's in a pissy mood.
Okay.
Anyways, so I come home last night, you know, I'm like, how you doing? He's like, my stomach, use the heating pad, you know, everything's cool. But it just, if he would have told me that this shit was happening, because I'm, you know, making him go out to LA to get breakfast and shit. And he's like,
I just want chill, please.
He's in pain the whole fucking time. I mean, like, if I would have known, I wouldn't have done it, you know? But whatever. I mean, it was a great trip. I mean, unfortunately, I had to work a lot in times where we could have done stuff. But he went out to eat with her. He got to make the lasagna for everybody, and now I have it. And it's very good.
Very good.
Almost better. It's seriously better.
Any home-cooked food is always better the day after. That's once black, white. Sits. I don't care once if you're Asian. Sits. I don't care if you're fucking Filipino. I don't care if you're Chinese. I don't give a fuck. Homemade food is always best. Once the season is
settled in. I disagree.
Once the season is settled in.
My food is good first day.
No, CD house. Sorry, no.
You come CD house. We have soup.
Bubbles.
You want palmolive Chinese chicken food?
Bubbles.
Where am I going with this?
God,
this
is a good episode.
This is the 1 year the one episode I really wanted to do a goddamn rap discussion.
It's all good.
I'll save it. Fuck it. I'll save it. You know what song you want
to Mr. Excitement, we're giving you 96 hours to respond. You better get your management in touch with us. We want you on the show.
Raw, I'm going to give it to you. With no trivia. We like cocaine straight from Bolivia. God, that's good stuff.
Fuck, I did have more stuff. Oh, jeez. Because
we talked about Vegas for a while.
You're right. I like when we... and Tom Petty and stuff.
Yeah,
I like when I have stuff for next time and I don't have to think that much. I rarely think anyways.
In the league, the beers are back. I just want to tell y'all, your boy Critter out here representing.
Your
boy Critter takes this shit serious, your boy Critter out here representing.
Your boy Critter is number two in the league.
Who's number one in my division.
But who's number one in the league?
I didn't see.
Who's Veronica.
Okay, V. Ryan, we'll talk about that later. All right. But there your boy Critter out here representing. Does she do her own shit or are you helping her?
She does it.
Girl, watch out, motherfuckers. Y'all double teaming this shit.
You think I would do that with my mom and my dad?
Who's a quarterback?
Huh?
Who's a quarterback?
Is it the truth?
Oh, that's wide.
No. No, it's not. Tom Brady.
Oh. Yeah. Captain fucking America. Okay.
Yeah, Captain America.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well, on that note, Tom Brady.
No, hey, don't fuck. No, you're not going to disrespect my boy. No.
One time I was doing a Patriots game.
I don't agree with that one. I'm sorry. I'm not going to let him in like this.
Drew Bledsoe
disrespect fucking... what's the Brian Hoyers or somebody? Don't do that to my fucking boy.
I was watching San Francisco 49ers this week, and Brian Hoyer was in there. And his ass looked perfect, like a little cupcake I wanted to stick my face into. So later on, I went home and I fucked him.
Possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days, and the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine. I'm picking up.